So the theme for the month is looking unto Jesus. And I'll be starting the first leg. It's just going to be like an introduction. I say, what does looking unto? Looking unto. I mean, just generally, what does it mean? Looking unto. I say here it means to rely. To rely. When you're looking unto someone, you probably are relying on that person. You know, looking unto someone also could mean that that person has something you don't have. So you are looking unto him for that thing. Sometimes it can just be a piece of information. Sometimes it can be a skill. When I was starting one business, I didn't know anything about the business. So even when customers come, there's a young man, younger than me, that I always call. I'll just call him, like, hey, this thing, what is it? And he gives me, so I was always looking onto him for guidance, you know. So we look onto our teachers, we look onto our parents, we look onto our mentors, we look onto our financiers, we look onto our doctors, we look onto our mechanics. Is there anything wrong in looking onto these people? These people I've mentioned. Is there anything wrong in it? Looking onto doctors, mechanics, when you have a problem with a mechanic, are you going to fix it? Are you going to fix your car when it has a problem? What do? You what? What do? You call the mechanic. Yes. So is there anything wrong in looking onto them? There's nothing wrong. You see, but the danger in that is that whether it is the doctor, it is the mechanic, it is your mentor, every man has a limitation. Every man is limited. Every man. You know, and that takes me to the story of Joseph. Joseph, I mean, at some point, I'm sure I'm going to deliver a message on Joseph, the five P's of Joseph. Who knows the P? It was put in the what? Pit. And then he walked in whose house? Then he was sent to, was invited to the, and he became the prime minister. Fantastic journey. Fantastic journey. But eventually, the truth is that he became the prime minister. He became the decision maker. But while he was in prison, two officers of Pharaoh, they had issues with the king, and they sent them to prison. The butler and the baker. And both had dreams. But they were disturbed because they could not interpret the dreams. But let me read Genesis chapter 40, verse 8. And they said to him, we each have had a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. So Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell them to me, please. The NLT version says, interpreting dreams is God's business. Man is limited. Joseph knew that. What he was saying is that, no, don't look at me. It is God that will interpret this dream for you. But let me know. So Joseph interpreted the dream of the chief butler and told him that he will be restored. In the same chapter 40, verses 14 and 15. Joseph that said that it is God that interprets dreams. Let me read what he said. He says, but remember, I was talking to the butler now, but remember me when it is well with you. And please show kindness to me. Make mention of me to Pharaoh and get me out of this house. For indeed, I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I've done nothing here that they should put me into the dungeon. At this point, Joseph was doing what? Was relying on the butler. And to share only verse 8 that it is God that will interpret it. Oh. Don't rely on me. Oh. It is God. Oh. By the time he got to 14 and 15, he told the guy, God will restore you. Oh. But when you are restored, please, Magbagbe me. Don't forget me. Speak well to me, to the king. But in verse 23 of the same Genesis chapter 40, the Bible says, yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Ugbagbe completely. That's to let you know that the power of man is what? It's limited. Very limited. But it's easier to trust, to rely on the people that we see. But Jesu, they call him Adani Magbagbe. Adani Magbagbe. Say the Son of Man may let you down, but Jesus never fails. He never fails. And that's why in Proverbs chapter 3, the popular verse, it says, trust in the Lord with what? And you do what? He says, trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. Everything that you've got. It's a tall order. It's big. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. That verse of the Bible, I say it all the time. What he's saying is that he recognizes that you have an understanding. The Bible recognizes that, you are brilliant. He recognizes that you have a skill. He recognizes that you are a professional. But he says, lean not on your own understanding. Don't lean on it. Don't rely on your understanding. And if God says, don't rely on your understanding, he's also saying, don't rely on other people's understanding. They will fail you. They will fail you. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Looking unto Jesus. Why do we need to look unto Jesus? Why? Let me just emphasize one point here, so that other speakers will have a few things to say. Why do we have to look unto Jesus? Just one point. Life. Do you know what life means? Life. L-I-F-E. You know, I spoke about it on Sunday briefly. I'm not sure if anybody remembers. I said so many things have different sources. But life has only one source. Life has only one source. And sincerely speaking, when you have life, you have everything. The Bible says it. When there's life, there's hope. Whether this life or the life after belongs to Jesus. God is the giver of life. But that thing called life, I'm not sure that we treasure it as much as we should. You know, and there was a time I actually give an analogy here. Because it's a gift. It's a gift. You know, gifts can be valued. If I gift you a telephone now, immediately you can know the value of the phone. If I give you a plane, an aeroplane, see, I dash you an aeroplane, you can know the value of the plane. And then, based on the value, the thanks to that man will also be big. If somebody gives you a vehicle, you probably thank him every day. Maybe for the next 1 year. You probably keep on thanking him, especially if the vehicle is a good vehicle. I mean, you thank him every day. For some of the vehicle is working. Sorry? Exactly. You tell others about, you are very right. You're very right. You tell others. Because you can put a value to the gift. It's heavy. It's big. It's large. But my people, what is the value of life? Tell me, my sister. What's the value of life? Is it $1 million? Sorry? Is it $10 million? There's no value to life. You can't put a figure to it. It's not possible. And there's somebody that is giving you that life. Every day, you sleep, you lie, you sleep, and you wake up in the morning. Because what? The Lord sustains you. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. There's something called the breath of life. Looking unto Jesus. Job 27 verse 3 says, as long as my breath is in me and the breath of God in my nostrils, it's called the breath of life. When my mom had COVID, I was opportuned to visit that stuff. And we're buying oxygen. In fact, there was a day that I was called that, what I call oxygen titon. You know the meaning of that? Oxygen titon. Bra! Mosari lost UCH. To give money to for them to go and quickly get oxygen. Because those people, when the night we got there, no, the following morning, we saw a family, they were leaving because the mom just died of COVID. So when they were leaving, they just called me and said, bros, am I watch one? Because our mom just died at the fifth way. Kinemos of welfare. Oxygen tongue. They told me. That's what happened. So please give them close marking. That woman shouldn't have died. I feel pure oxygen tongue. And then, what is the oxygen you are using now? What's the help? Ah, come on! Looking unto Jesus, the giver of life. The giver of life. You know, at some point I also had COVID. And there was a night that I was bad. I mean, I was okay. Everybody, every man, so far, let's go and walk, let's go and walk. But that night, I just started sweating. I just started sweating. And I was sweating. I was yawning. I'm not joking with you. This is exactly what happened. Thank God my wife was around. She just said, start drinking water. Start drinking water. Start drinking water. I was just running. Uncle. And I started sweating. But the doctor, who is also limited in knowledge, was the one, the little she knew, drink water. Drink water, drink water. And I started drinking water. I was just drinking water. So the following morning, they said I should come for admission. So I drove myself there, and after a while I was okay. I drove myself to the COVID center. And the lady did my pulse, she did my blood pressure. She said, Esa, am I lost in you? Mosheri, ewa okay. Because. That's on me. Because. Along there, I'm convincing you. Only the body one. Oh, my affect you. What do you want to do? I'm But I'm telling you, you would appreciate life in a different dimension. That thing that lasted like 30, 40 minutes. I was wondering what, I asked her, what's happening? He said maybe oxygen shaking because she just explained something to me. Just drink water, just drink water. If she was not around, He says, the breath of the Almighty gives me life. The breath of God gives me life. You know, you understand what the breath is. If they lock you in a car, you know, no, the windows are not down and there's nothing. Within 30, 40 minutes, you're gone. You're gone. Somebody is providing that oxygen. Why should we look unto Jesus? He's the giver of life. And that life that we are giving must also be sustained. You know, God must sustain the life. I was coming in from Lagos this morning, just by the express. You know, trailer county budget sibe. I'm sure we are alien on budget sibe because I left Lagos about 5 a.m. You know, so it was still a little bit dark. By camp, just opposite camp, trailer and Tishibai. That car, the vehicle, brand new white car, bossa battery line. Wow! A battery line low. So maybe the guy was sleeping, maybe he was on his phone, maybe he was, I don't know. It will only take God if they are alive. Life must be sustained. And who sustains life? Is it you? Or is it your doctor? They say, be taking your blood pressure every 10 minutes, every two months. Is it your doctor? It is God that sustains life. Looking unto Jesus. John 10:10 says, The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Only have come that they may have life. Still talking about life. And they may have it more abundantly. Only the thief comes. What does he come to do? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. The thief is always there. Always there. The thief is the devil. He's always there. And his mission is to destroy. Ultimately to destroy. That car that I said, well, I didn't wait to see what happened, but I don't know how they can survive it. I don't know how. It rammed under the trailer and level motor here. Psalm 121 verse 7 and 8. It says, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this forth and even forevermore. It says, the Lord shall preserve you from all. It's not one evil, not two evil, not three. From all evil. Evil is everywhere. Covers the day, covers the night, covers the noon. Go and check Psalm 91. It covers everything. Evil. But it says the Lord shall preserve you from every evil. All evil. Looking unto Jesus. I've said it here before. Several years ago, we came for It Is Finished here. And we were meant to be going home. And on the way home, Anikaya, who just branched Bodija, my wife's parents, Akoya Lodowo, we didn't stay long at all. So we left, went home. It was a Friday. Friday evening, it was a Good Friday. As we were entering our street, we stayed on Oshin Street in Kongi then. As we were entering Oshin, we saw a vehicle going out. So when we got to the home, to the house, those guys were coming from our house. Armed robbers. What diverted me to my parents' house? What? The Lord sustains. I was diverted to their house for a few minutes. And they said, all the armed robber was asking, where's your daddy? Where's your daddy? Where's your daddy? That's all they were asking. They entered where Wale Rasak. When they didn't see anywhere, he told your daddy. The oldest person in my house then was my buru, Taiwo. Taiwo Fagwemi. You could teach your daddy in there. Taba Musi in daddy Nisi. The Lord sustains. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible says, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. From the snare. Another version says from the trap. You know, the interesting thing about it is that will somebody put a trap for you and tell you that, Sister Adiola, moti fi trap kan fun you o wa ni eyin leku yen o te wa ti de be yen e sora fun trap yen o e ma e jump yen o. Nobody ever does that. A trap is a trap, and you don't know about the trap. You don't know about the trap. So the deliverance of God, the things that you know, they are minute. The things that you know. Shebi Moshe Sokonti Amrobani is because I know that one. The things that you do not know, they are a lot more than the things that you know. In fact, the things that you know, they're drops. Drops, 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 drops. Boya, Ambro Bashe, Rob Tombiko, Loko Jambe. You don't know. You don't know. He sustains life. Everybody sitting here has life, right? If I ask you to jump up, you jump. That's life. I can't see any mask in the face of anybody. But even more importantly is the sustenance of it. Is there anybody here that has not fallen ill this year? No pain, nothing. Anybody here? Let me see your hand. Anybody here? This year you've been free from illness. Let me see your hand. But have you been healed? Have you been healed? Who healed you? The doctor? Dr. Daramala? Or Dr. Falashire? Eh? Look at the testimony of Prof last week. Prof recognized that everything was orchestrated by heaven. Everything. He analyzed everything. Falashire's, they were debating whether she should come to church or not. He sat in front of a medical personnel that saw everything. He analyzed everything. Heavens orchestrated everything. Say, no, I'm going to sustain this man's life. I will sustain his life. There's a story in 2 Kings chapter 20 about Hezekiah. Let me quickly read it, please. Verse 1 to 6. And about that time, Hezekiah became deathly ill. And the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to visit him. He gave the king this message. This is what the Lord says. Set your affairs in order, for you are going to die. You will not recover from this illness. When Hezekiah heard this, he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the medical doctor. Huh? He looked unto God. He looked unto God. Remember, O Lord, how I have always been faithful to you and have served you single-mindedly, always doing what pleases you. Then he broke down and wept bitterly. But before Isaiah had left the middle courtyard, this message came to him from the Lord. Go back to Hezekiah. Go back to him. The leader of my people. Tell him this is what the Lord says. The God of your ancestors, David, says, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will hear you. And 3 days from now, you will get out of bed and go to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life. Who is a man that can do that? I mean, is there any man that can add 1 day to your life? 1 day. He says, we add 15 years. I was just thinking about it this afternoon. Why not 5? Why not 10? Why not 20? Why not 25? He just stopped at 15. 15 is a lot. The God that says, I'm taking your life now, that death, that illness is unto death. The same God, you look up to him and says, I'm adding 15 years to your life. So the theme of the month does not just come. It comes for a purpose. I don't know what situation that you might be going through. I don't know what storm you might be going through. But whatever might be your situation, what should you do in the month of July? Look up to what? To Jesus. Matthew 14. 29-31. So he said, come. Peter wanted to walk on water. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he actually walked on water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. I'm beginning to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. So whatever represents sinking, whatever you are going through, and I mean whatever, it is Jesus. It is not man. It is God Almighty. Whatever you are going through, all you need to do is what? Look unto Jesus in the month of July. Look unto him. Whatever this comes, whatever the enormity of his rage, whatever the wind that is blowing, whatever the fire that is burning, there's nothing God cannot do. Because that's where the solution is. It's not with man, no. Let me end by saying a short story. Several years too, I traveled to the U.S. My son was very young. And he said, buy me roller skates. You know what is called roller skates? Those shoes that... He said, I should buy him roller skates. I said, yeah, why not? So a few days to when I was going to leave the U.S., I went to Walmart. And I went looking for the roller skate. There's nothing. There's nowhere I did not check. I didn't get the size. I'm not exaggerating now. I must have been there for at least 30 minutes. Looking for what this guy wanted. And this man walked up to me. Not a staff of Walmart. Not a staff of Walmart. He walked up to me and said, what am I looking for? And I told him what I was looking for. And I told him the size. And he says, look up. He says, look up. And when I looked up, it was the exact thing and the size that was just on top of me. You know what he said? He said, next time I'm looking for anything, look up first. Good evening.